Hello and welcome to another episode of OT Go-To. I'm Michelle, your go-to guide to everything occupational therapy. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Today is episode 3. Yay! We made it to episode 3. And today we will be hearing the good, the bad, and the ugly of occupational therapy definitions. As I promised, I went downtown Salt Lake City and interviewed random people that I had never met and asked them to define occupational therapy. So a little bit later in the show, we'll hear some of those definitions and talk about what was right about the definition or wrong. And then also I'm going to read some of the definitions that I received both on my website, which is www.otgoto.com, and I also received several definitions via email. And so I'll be reading those definitions, and those came from students studying occupational therapy. I even had one from a speech therapist that had worked with occupational therapy students and occupational therapists, and she sent in her definition. So that'll be interesting for me to read. I'll be reading those definitions later in the show so you can get an idea of how other therapists or students define occupational therapy. But before that, I want to give a big shout out to my listeners. Thank you so much to all those who tuned into my episode and to all those who sent me feedback. I really appreciate it. And you guys are a big reason why I keep doing this. And your feedback makes this show so much richer and really adds the perspective of more people, because really, I don't know everything about occupational therapy. I learn so much from you guys, and I think everyone listening really appreciates hearing other people's perspectives, because let's face it, I don't know it all. I'm still learning. So I really appreciate those of you that send in your definitions, because that really helps this show to evolve, and it really just gives a different perspective. Thank you so much. Also, I wanted to give a big shout out to my international listeners. I had no idea that I would get such feedback internationally. I have quite a few listeners from Australia. So hello, Australia, and specifically Perth, Australia. I had a therapist write in from Perth, Australia, and I'll be reading her definition later. So I wanted to say, hey guys, and thank you so much for listening. Also, I have a few listeners from London and from Canada. So thanks for tuning in, you guys. I am just so excited. Here I thought that the only people that were listening were people in Utah, my friends and family that I was forcing to listen. So thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. Okay, so I thought that we would start with the definitions that I got from interviewing strangers and asking them how they define occupational therapy. I thought we would start with those because, as many of you know, if you're therapists or students studying occupational therapy, this is something that we hear almost on a daily basis. And I have to say that a lot of these definitions that people said to me when I asked them what occupational therapy was, were not really surprising. I've heard a lot of them. A lot of people think that we help people find jobs, or if somebody's had a bad day, a therapist that they can talk to. So I did get quite a few of those definitions. And I also had some that were not so far off. So we'll start with those. And then after, I will read the definitions that I received from occupational therapists and occupational therapy students on how they define occupational therapy. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so tell me what you think occupational therapy is. And first, actually, tell me what you do for a living.
I do genealogy. Okay. I do mostly internet research. Okay. For this company, we have other contractors who go over to the have Family History Library and work over there, and we kind of all work together and share the information that we find.
Okay.
Work for clients. We have clients all over the Western U.S.
Okay.
Cool. So, occupational therapy, as I understand it, is therapy for those who have been injured in some way on the job.
Okay.
And it can include massage and other kinds of things as well.
Okay.
And you can expand on that for me.
Okay. Well, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
My name is Kelly. I am an account executive for KSL Deals. And occupational therapy. Is it when you get a job, so you get an occupation, maybe you're stressed out or something like that, and you need some therapy for it? So that's maybe kind of what I'm thinking it might be. Occupational therapy, job, stressed out, some therapy. Somebody comes in, maybe gives you a massage or something that makes you less stressful. Yeah, I think that's what it is. So.
Okay, so tell me what you think occupational therapy is, or what an occupational therapist does.
I honestly don't even know. What is it?
Well, guess.
I don't know. Somebody that helps you with issues at work, like mental issues or something like that. I have no idea.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't do very good, huh?
No, you did good.
Bring it. Right now? Emily? I think occupational therapy is a career in which people help patients or people who have been in the hospital after they get out. They help rehabilitate them. Right?
Massage.
Okay. So what do you think occupational therapy is?
I think it sounds like what we were just talking about. People work 8 hours a day, and they need to be able to come back the next day strong and do a good job or better job the next day instead of starting on Monday, you work pretty good. Tuesday, you work a little less. Wednesday, you work a little lesser. Then on Thursday, you're seeing the weekend's coming, so you start to pick up, and on Friday's a great day.
Yeah.
And you're probably more productive sometimes on Friday, and you only work maybe a half day and do a lot more.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay, so you need occupational therapy to help you?
I think a lot. It helps a lot of people.
Okay.
To get through the week and put in a strong 40 hours rather than a week 24. You know, be paid for 40, but worth only 24.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hi. Okay, so what can you tell me about occupational therapy? What do you think it is?
Well, I'm Maybelle McCann, and I'm a development director at Community Health Charities. And what I think occupational therapy is when you've had an injury, a work-related injury or not, and trying to get you back to be able to do your job. So whether you need special seating or a desk or, you know, modifications at your workplace so that you can do your job.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're on.
Okay. You want to give it a try?
Oh, come on. But you're not shy, Marilyn. Well, you said it.
What you can say. What do you think it is, if you have any other different...
What do I think occupational therapy is? I think it's teaching people how to use the tools that they have when they've been injured to be able to support themselves, like to feed themselves, to dress themselves. Just the normal everyday things that are easy to do that someone that's had an injury is not able to do.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good job. You did good.
My name is Steven, and I think occupational therapy is helping people get back on the job get a job that need help kind of getting back on their feet.
Okay, so can you tell me what you think occupational therapy is?
Okay. My name is Brian, and if you would have asked me that question a year and a half, 2 years ago, I would have had no idea. My son was injured in a snowboarding accident about a year and a half ago, almost exactly a year and a half ago, and broke his neck, C5, C6 injury. He's a quadriplegic. And we spent 3 months at IMC Hospital, and he worked a lot with OTs. And my understanding is they help you with more daily functional skills, being able to develop those skills you kind of lose when you have a serious injury like that. So some of the things they did with my son, he relearned how to brush his teeth, and they had to sort of manipulate a power toothbrush and put straps on there on that toothbrush and a wrist brace to help him so he could brush his teeth, which he does today. He brushes by himself. They taught him how to dress himself. That's something that he struggles with today. He needs a little help on that. It's, you know, eating was a big issue. Getting the right equipment that could help him so he could feed himself, was some of the things that the OTs helped my son with. While he was at IMC, they did a lot of exercises, particularly with his arms, the same kind of movements that you would use to eat, to brush your teeth. You know, he could comb his hair, you know, those kind of things. It's just daily functional tasks that someone would need to do to be independent, is my understanding of what an OT does. My very limited understanding.
Thank you. Okay. Now that we've heard the definition of occupational therapy from those who may not be as familiar with the profession, I thought that I would read some of the definitions that I received from professionals in the field and also from students. So first, we'll start with a message that I received on my website from a student who is actually a speech therapist, and she responded on her experience working with an occupational therapist and how their practices as therapists work together. So she said, "Hello, I would like to respond to your question, what is occupational therapy, from a speech-language pathology perspective. I am an SLP currently working in Australia. I work for a private therapy clinic for children and work in a team consisting of other SLPs, occupational therapists, and physical therapists. I have also had the chance to work with occupational therapists while completing fieldwork as a speech pathology student. Despite my time working alongside many occupational therapists, I too have a difficult time defining the profession. It seems like each day I learn something new about the field. It amazes me how broad the field is and how many areas occupational therapists work in. Through my work experience, which is strictly pediatric, I have observed occupational therapists primarily working in the areas of fine and gross motor control, behavior, memory and attention, and sensory processing also. I know, however, that this is just the tip of the iceberg. When describing the profession to other people, I typically say that occupational therapists assist individuals in performing their daily activities. However, this phrase is quite broad in itself. Daily activities can range from cooking, getting dressed, cleaning, shopping, etc. A perfect example of this is an experience I had while completing my fieldwork at a disability center. An occupational therapist and myself conducted therapy sessions for a group of teenagers with autism. My goal for therapy was to improve their social skills, and the occupational therapist's goal was to help the teenagers be more self-sufficient. This involved teaching the teenagers how to look up bus routes, take the bus, and make transfers, as well as count money so they were able to pay the bus fee. Together, we set up different social events, such as going shopping and going to the movies, so that they could practice their social skills as well as their practical skills. I really enjoy listening to your podcast and have learned so much already. Thank you for sharing your passion with us. Okay, so she did a really great job of defining occupational therapy, and I really liked how she gave her perspective as a speech pathologist working in the field with an occupational therapist. So it was really cool to see how they worked on different things and maybe some of the things overlapped as well, because I know a lot of speech language pathologists also work on behavior and social skills. So that was really cool. So thank you so much. That was really great feedback. Okay. And then I also received a comment from a professor that teaches occupational therapy. And she defined occupational therapy as the profession that helps people participate in activities that they want and need to do in their lives. And I thought that was really good, really short and simple. That's something that I definitely need to get better at. And it really just gets to the core of what we do as therapists. So I think that was a really great definition. So thank you for sending that in. I also received a definition from a listener in Perth, Australia, and she has been practicing for 25 years. And she wrote, "How do I define occupational therapy? Perhaps it is best for me to define occupational therapy within the area I work, being community-based neurology. Firstly, I think we are about safety in the home or community where the person participates. So rails, mobility, safety alarms, etc. come in this category. Secondly, I think we are about enabling, so adaptive methods and aids to participate in chosen activities, such as vehicle modifications, adaptive cutlery, and computer access. Thirdly, I think we are about quality of life, empowerment, and advocacy, and to an extent, leisure participation. This should really be our first focus, but in practice, it possibly is not. A bit like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, quality becomes possible once other basic things are addressed. In our community-based setting, it is possible for us to address quality of life, but in acute settings, it is not. How we go about achieving the above varies, but follows the OT practice of good assessment, intervention, and evaluation. Funding for equipment is often an issue for people, and funding may well be a limitation for the therapist and client." So thank you for sending in that definition. I really appreciate it. This definition was particularly interesting because I think that she mentioned something that is so important in the field of occupational therapy, and that is advocacy. So this could mean advocating for the client and helping them get the equipment and the services that they need. And it can also mean, as a profession, not a lot of people know what we do, as you heard earlier in the segment. And so advocating for what we do as therapists and how we can help our clients. And I'm so glad that she mentioned that, because I really think that is such a big role that we play. And I like that she also talked about adaptive equipment. That's something that we deal a lot with. And it sounds like the particular facility that she was at, that she worked a lot with helping find funding and get the equipment for individuals if they were unable to get it themselves. So that's another aspect that we can talk about in other podcasts, is how we go about getting equipment for our clients when they need it. But I really liked that she specifically brought up vehicle modifications and adaptive cutlery and computer access and stuff like that, because we definitely deal a lot with adaptive equipment, and that's something that also makes us unique as a profession. And as I mentioned in my very first podcast, that's something that I'm particularly interested in, is adaptive equipment and helping clients be able to comply with whatever equipment we send home with them. And that's why I will eventually be posting videos on how to use various adaptive equipment. And those could be low-tech equipment and high-tech equipment. So anything from like an adapted spoon, as she was talking about, adaptive cutlery, to something that's more difficult, like a computer program or that kind of stuff. I actually posted my very first video this week, so go check it out at www.otgoto.com. I posted a video on how to open a high-tone hand. So if you're working with a client that's had a stroke and has high tone or some spasticity in their upper extremity, I can show you how to open their hand so that you can do other various activities with them. So go check that out. It's under the videos link at the top of the page. Okay, so thank you for sending in that definition, and way to go, Australia. Thanks for all your feedback. You guys are awesome. Okay, and then lastly, I wanted to read a definition that I received from a student who is studying occupational therapy, and she defined it on my website as well. And she said, I also wanted to respond to your question about the definition of occupational therapy. I, too, am a third-year occupational therapy student and still have trouble defining the term myself. When I'm looking for a simple one-liner, I tell people that occupational therapists help people do what they want and need to do. Although this is my solution, at the moment, I know it still needs a lot of work. We have learned throughout our education and from other therapists that occupational therapists are kind of a jack-of-all-trades, if you will. We can work on anything from motoric deficits to cognition to sensory processing problems to social skills for both children and adults alike. One unique aspect of occupational therapy is the use of occupation itself to improve function and performance. Occupation can be anything from getting dressed and ready in the morning to skiing to cooking, etc. In short, occupation is an activity that an individual values and finds to be meaningful. Through my short experience as a student and future therapist, I have learned the importance and value of occupation itself. I have also seen the impact it has had on the people I have had the chance to work with. I am sorry for the ramble, but I hope this helps. I love your idea for this website and for the podcast as well. I think this will be a great resource for many people in the future, both therapists and students alike. So thank you so much for sending in that comment. I think she did a really awesome job of defining occupational therapy. And in fact, I think it was probably better than mine. She did a really good job. And I like how she had a short definition of what occupational therapy is, and then she also went into a longer definition explaining what we do. And she talked about sensory processing and cognition and motor. And so I think those were all really great. And then she also really hit home what occupation is and how important it is to the clients that we work with. And so I think she did a really great job. Thank you so much for that feedback. Okay, so I think that's about enough for today. I want to thank you again for tuning in to OT Go-To, your go-to guide to everything occupational therapy. Next week, I will be doing a podcast with my fellow physical therapy students and a couple occupational therapy students, including myself, and we will be going over a case study and talking about the similarities and differences in how we practice as therapists. And so that will be really cool. Stay tuned to that. Also, go ahead and check out my new video on my website. And as always, if you have any feedback, feel free to shoot me an email at michelle@otgoto.com. See you next time.